Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Get a chance to visit with Sherrard School District Superintendent Alan Boucher. And, you know, as day to day, minute by minute, hour by hour goes by, just all kinds of information regarding this COVID-19 pandemic. I guess that's where we kind of begin our conversation with Superintendent Alan Boucher. Can you talk about information overload with kind of what the education system is dealing with, as I mentioned, you know, day by day, maybe minute by minute, hour by hour, whatever?
We have new information that comes out every day, and sometimes the new information contradicts the old information. So then if you've already made an announcement to everybody, you have to go back and retract that statement and then give new information. And that's okay, because we're all in this together, and our nation is never been through something like this. And so they're making it up as well as they go along. So we're trying to be flexible. We're trying to be helpful. We're trying to communicate well with our stakeholders. And, you know, the most common way we miss school is through snow or bad weather, or maybe a boiler goes down. And those things are usually a day or two or three. But this is something that's quite extended. And so it's really going to impact our educational you know, output. You know, the learning is going to be affected. It probably already has been. And so what are we going to do? You know, are we going to, we're not going to go into the summer with extended school year. At least it doesn't appear that we're going to. And so what are we going to do? Well, we don't know. And we're just going to try to make the best of it. You know, the teachers are working hard to provide e-learning lessons in the home. And we're trying to deliver materials to the students that, you know, that don't have like internet connections or a device in the home. And so we're just trying to get through it and trying to do the best we can. And I think everyone is pulling together. Everyone is trying to, you know, stay positive. The teachers are trying to go above and beyond. The parents are trying to stay positive with us and try to support our efforts. And the students actually are enjoying the e-learning right now. And so I would say so far so good, but we just hope it stays that way.
And then how important is the district's mission of, one, feeding the child, which I know all the area school districts are doing that. Basically, they have rallying points within their respective district to pick up that lunch. Maybe I think most districts are utilizing Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You know, it's one to feed the child that is in need of sustenance. But there's another purpose too, right? Don't you think, with the connection of specifically those kids maybe that are elementary school, middle school age kids, where they maintain that connection with school when they're out two, maybe three, maybe four, who knows how many weeks this prolonged shutdown is going to occur. How important is that aspect, the connection aspect of the kid with the school? You know, the lunch is important, but that connection with the school, what does that mean?
Well, we are social creatures, so a connection is very, very important for the students. You know, they have their friends, they have their parents, their family members, neighbors, but they also have their teachers. And right now we've taken away the friends and the neighbors, and we're down to just families and the teachers. And so that makes the aspect of connecting with someone from school very important. And some of these kids who have parents who still have to go to work during the day might be at home by themselves, and if they don't have very many siblings, you know, there's really not much social interaction going on. And so for the teachers to post a video or to have some sort of a group Zoom session that's live is very important to some of these kids, and they look for that connection. They look for reassurance. They look for direction. They look for stability. They look for a role model of how to handle this. What should I think about this? What kind of attitude should I have? And they can pick all of those things up from their teacher. So the teacher interaction is very important.
You know, in we talk about broadband connectivity in rural areas, and I thought that's been a major mission of expanding fiber in rural areas. So when we talk about e-learning, one of the big hurdles is, well, do we have reliable internet? So specifically speaking from a Sherrard School District standpoint, is that a hurdle that you deal with when you talk about e-learning?
Yes, it is a hurdle. It's not a massive one in the sense of most of our kids don't have internet. That's not the case at all. I think most of our kids do have internet. And in the early days, we identified 20 families who really didn't have any sort of internet connection. And so it is important, I think, over time to get get to a point where everyone has access to the internet. We do have a device for every third through 12th grade student. So all of those students have those at home, the Chromebooks at home. And so they're able, as long as they have an internet connection, they're able to use those. And for those students who don't have an internet connection, we will deliver paper materials to them. We call it Tiger Express, and it's just volunteer staff members who are willing to pick up the packets and deliver them to individual homes, along with the lunches for students who can't get to those pickup locations. And so that really helps, but it's still not the same as a one-on-one connection.
So transitioning then into next year from a learning standpoint, so what are we talking about through April 6th or April 7th? In some of those districts, they've been off for 3 weeks at least. Now, some of the districts have had a spring break in there, so it's 2 weeks. But, you know, that's if this is not extended beyond April 6th or April 7th or whatever the date is. And I know we understand the Act of God days are not made up. Now, I remember last year we had a record number of cancellations due to winter. And those days weren't made up. But you look back to last year, we weren't talking about, you know, those days occurring in a row. So, I mean, is there talk about, you know, you don't foresee, I guess, a summer school option. But in terms of trans, this is Jim Taylor speaking to Alan Boucher, Sherrard School District Superintendent. The transition from one grade to the next grade, to the new school year, with what is in front of us right now. Are you concerned how that's going to work?
Yes, it is concerning. Certainly learning has been affected already. And we have 2 more weeks of no school. So that means it's going to be affected even more. So at the end of the year, the learning objectives will not be covered. The students will not be to a point in their learning where they would have been in years past. And so what do we do about that? Well, we don't know. We might be able to do some summer school for the students and offer that. We might be able to, I guess I don't know what else to do other than that. And this fall, the teachers will just have to be flexible and maybe reteach, have a few extra units to try to ramp up the learning on the kids. And we'll just have to try to make do and hope that over the long haul, there won't be a detriment to the students' learning.
Well, and then the other thing I think about is, if you're out for a prolonged period of time, now I'm not a teacher, but you can't just say, some of those grade levels where I think about elementary school, middle school, you can't just say, well, we're coming back after 4 weeks and we're picking up where we left off.
Right. Yeah. There's always a loss of learning over, say, the summer break. And what the government officials want to see is that can they make up that loss of learning within the first 9 weeks? And especially for kids with IEPs, if they cannot make up that lost learning within the first 9 weeks, then they want those students with IEPs to have summer school the following summer. And so I think with that same principle, we want to monitor how much learning has been lost, how quickly can it be restored, and then how can we move forward with the learning that was supposed to take place during that absence.
Well, and I'm talking about even though just this school year, where you talk about a prolonged shutdown, and then what I'm saying is you just can't pick up, like, you're a third grader, and that teacher comes back after 4 weeks or maybe 5 weeks or more and say, well, we're going to pick up where we left off, you know, the day back on March, whatever the date is where school shut down.
Right. I mean, kids are very resilient, and kids do internalize and learn these things in their long-term memory. So in some sense, it won't be as bad. But, yes, there will definitely not be a pick up where you left off kind of situation when the kids do return.
And just, I mean, how rapidly this occurred. You know, where it's a Friday where you learn basically school is going to be shut down for 2 weeks and try to figure out putting these e-learning plans out, getting the information to students and parents. Man.
Yes.
That had to be one of the most challenging things you've ever been involved in.
Right. On Thursday, the state told us that they will absolutely have the decision for a closing school be a local decision with the school districts and their local health departments. That was on Thursday afternoon. And so Friday morning, the Regional Office of Education superintendents met together to decide what we're going to do going forward. And so at that meeting on Friday morning, we decided that we were going to continue to have school on Monday. And so we made all kinds of plans. We had all kinds of situations, you know, with athletics and with busing and with, you know, just we made plans on everything we could think of that morning in that meeting. And sure enough, you know, Friday afternoon, that very afternoon, we were told that schools are going to be shut down for 2 weeks. And so it's that kind of, new information that is completely contradictory to the old information that I wouldn't say it's frustrating, but it adds a whole lot of extra work.
And all we can do is plow forward.
Right.
All right. We appreciate Alan Boucher coming in, superintendent of the Sherrard School District, joining us on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.